ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולדניק בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת אמור. And we see at the beginning of the פרשה, ויאמר אדוני אל משה, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון ואמרת עליהם, לנפש לא יתמה בעמיו. We see here the Rashi already he point out, and the Gemara is talking also about it. So you see here usually the Torah tells "Vedaber Hashem l'Moshe l'Emor," or "Daber l'Aharon v'Banav l'Emor," "Kot Yibarechut b'nei Israel," so on and so forth. That's how the way of the Torah speaks. "Daber b'nei Israel," "Daber l'Aharon v'Banav," "V'Nazaru m'Kotshu b'nei Israel." Many psukim like this. Here it says "Emor el Kohanim v'Amarta alehim." What is this language over here? Why the double language? First of all, "Emor v'Amarta." Rashi tells us here, "Emor el Kohanim," "Emor v'Amarta," "Lehazir gedolim al kitanim." See what Rashi brings down here, and he quotes the Gemara Masichet Yibamot, Kuf Yud Dalet. That's what the Gemara says, Emor ve'amarta, le'asir gedorim ala ketonim. That's what the Gemara is learning. And then Farshim, they ask, why Dafka over here? What's the parasha is talking about over here? Le'nefesh lo yitamma be'amav, kim nishiro karob elav. We're talking about tumat met. The Kohen is not allowed to make himself tameh for the dead body. That's a special kedusha. The Torah tells us, "V'kedushto ki etlechem Elohecha u'makriv kadosh yelach k'kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem." Yes, special kedusha. Yes, certain kedusha. The Kohen is not allowed to be matameh lemetim. And that's here what the Torah is telling us on this topic specifically. The Torah is telling us, "Emor ve'amarta." The Gemara is learning, "Le'azir gedolim ala kitanim." And Farshim they ask, "Why only over here by tumat met we need the gedolim to teach the Ketanim by Mizvat Shabbat?" It doesn't say Emor ve'amarta. I mean, all the other Mizvot, Kashrut, all the other Mizvot, doesn't say Emor ve'amarta, Le'azir Gidurim al Ketanim. Over there also you need to be Mazir Gidurim to it. Maybe Hanech the Ketanim, it applies all over. Why only here the Torah telling us by Tumat Met, Le'azir Gidurim al Ketanim? And Alam Farshim, they explain that really all the other Mizvot, it's obvious. The Katan is going to see his father, whatever his father is doing, whatever his Rebbe is doing, automatically he's going to be like them. How's he going to learn? From where is he going to learn? He's going to see Ma'asi Rab, he's going to see his Rebbe is doing like this, his father doing like this, all the tzaddikim, the generation, they're eating kosher, they're keeping Shabbat, they're keeping all the mitzvot. Obviously he's going to keep the mitzvot. That's what the kid's going to grow up in that atmosphere. Obviously he's going to do. But the kids of the Kohanim, they have big problem with Tum'at Met. Why? Because everyone knows the Gemara Berachot says, "Kol haroe et hamet ve'eno melaveho, ober mishum lo'eg larash." So that any person who sees Bar Manan, sees Levaya on the way, he has to walk, and the Levaya passing by him, he has to walk at least 4 amot with them, and there's mitzvah to carry the Aron, if it's possible, there's mitzvah to come closer, so to be mitasek by mitzvah. There's the special mitzvah. So the kid of the Kohen, he goes in the street and he sees all the tzaddikim, all the hachamim, each one his beard is long up to his the belly button, and he's running to carry the aron, he's running to be mutameh lemet. That's a mitzvah. Kol haroe et hamet ve'eno melaveh ober mishum lo'eg larash, the Gemara says. So he also runs, he sees his rabbis, everyone, all the tzaddikim, they're running to do this mitzvah. He also runs to do that mitzvah. Tell him, no, you cannot do it. Hey, why not? But I'm better than the Rebbe. The Hakam, he knows much more than me and is doing it. Is there a problem with this? There's no problem. So how come you tell me I'm not allowed to? On this mitzvah, the Kohen, the son of the Kohen, is going to have a problem understanding it. Therefore, the Torah said, "Emor ve'amarta le'azir gedolim al ketonim dafka by tumat met." And that's how the Mefarshim explain, because really, it's as I said, it's a mitzvah to be mitamot to all the mitim, but the Kohanim, they do not have such a mitzvah. Therefore, there's here the Gemara tells us here the Azir Gedolim al Ketanim. Furthermore, I saw he brings down here the Sheila in Torah Tmimah. Torah Tmimah he brings down here in the beginning of the parasha. Said v'katab haRambam per Gimel halacha Yudbet Melchot Abel de af al pi sheim hem tamayim be'asman ena bedin מחויבים להפרישן, מכל מקום צריך אביו לחנכו בקדושתו ולמנעו מטומאת מת. So even though if the son of the Kohen, he is מטמא למתים, בית דין, they do not have, you know, the authority to stop him. They could stop him, they could talk to him, but they're not מחויב to stop him. The חיוב is on his father. His father, he should teach him and tell him, you're not allowed to be מטמא למתים. ויש להעיר, לפי המבואר בסמוך, דכשם שאסור לכהן להטמא למת, כך מצווה לו לטמא לקרובים. האם מחויבים למנוע את הקטן גם מטומאת קרובים או לא? Now he has a dilemma over here, the Torah Tmima. He said, we know that Kohen is not allowed to be מטמא למתים, 100%. And he has to teach his kids not to be מטמא למתים, no problem. But there's mitzvah on the Kohen. The Torah tells us, לנפש לא יטמא בעמיו, כי אם לשארו קרוב אליו, לאמו, לאביו, ולמנו, ולביתו, ולאב, you have seven relatives, he is allowed to be מטמא to them, the Kohen. The Kohen, he is allowed to be מטמא for them. And it's a mitzvah. So, כי אם לשארו קרוב אליו, לאמו, לאביו, those are the seven people, even though the Pasuk is listing only six, but you have also his wife, who's also included in the seven, that they are seven relatives that the Kohen is allowed to be mitamei for them. Is there mitzvah to teach the child who's Kohen to be mitamei to one of these seven relatives or no? He said, why not? Why not? He says here, אחרי דיש לומר, דכיוון שהקטן פטור מן המצוות, וגם מצוות טומאה לקרובים, אם כן אסור להניחו לטמאות גם לקרובים. Why? שמי יבוא להתרגל לטמא גם לשאר מתים. He said, the Kohen, if he's adult, he is commanded not to be מטמא for regular mate, he has the מצווה to be מטמא for relatives. But the son of the Kohen is not bar מצווה yet. He's, he doesn't have not a מצווה to be מטמא to his relatives, and not a sur not to be מטמא to all the other people. So there's no חיוב on him, it's still קטן. So if he's going to teach him to be mitamei for his relatives, maybe harba is going to come out of it. Maybe something bad is going to come out of it. Why? He's going to see the same way the child, the same way he's mitamei for the relative. He's not going to differentiate. What's the difference? If the met mitzvah, met mitzvah. What difference? Relative, not relatives. He's going to be mitamei. So maybe something bad is going to come out of it. Maybe he shouldn't teach him. Or on the other side, וכנגד זה יש לומר, דכיוון שחייבים לחנך את הקטן במצוות, לכן גם מצווה לחנכו בתרומה לקרובים. לזול, זו מצווה. You have to teach him. ולא חשינה שמי ירגיל עצמו לתרומת מתים בכלל. You don't have to be חשש, to be חושש on this. So that's a dilemma. ונראה להביא ראיה, דמצווה לחנכו גם במצווה זו. It brings the proof. There is mitzvah to be mechanech katan who's kohen to be mitamel like relatives. How do you know this? I said from the word says in the Gemara Menachot. The Gemara Masechet Menachot, the Ayin Gimel Amud Alef, says over there that katan who's kohen ochel b'menachot v'kadashim mechelek aviv. V'gam ma'of anamlak. If the kohen he has matenot kehuna, he has kadashim, he has teruma, whatever he has. His son, who's 5 years old, is allowed to eat from it? He said, of course. Vilid beto, haim yichalu belachmo. He's allowed to eat it. It depends which mitzvah, which korban. But many korbanot, it could be eaten for the kohanim, unshehem, unnehem, ve'abdehem. Everyone could eat from this mitzvot. See, here also, they could also eat. Katan, who's kohen, he could also eat. So what's the problem? Is there a problem for eating? I said, no, no problem for eating. However, you have one small problem. What happened? Me'auf and nimlak. If there is a Kohen that he did melika for the awfu, malak it rosho, memul arpo velo yabdil. That's a melika. That he doesn't check the bird from the back of his neck. He does sort of shahita. It's not really shahita. It's not. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. And then he eats that bird. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. Now, is any person allowed to eat in such a way? So that's a terifa. In a matter of fact, we have the Haftarah in this week's parasha. The Haftarah tells us, the last pasuk in the Haftarah said, "Kol nebela utrifa min ha'of u min ha'behima lo yukhilu ha'kohanim." Said, "En nebela utrifa min ha'of u min ha'behima, the kohanim, they're not allowed to eat it." Comes along the Gemara. Masechet Shabbat, if you'd give me the Gemara says over there, that Hachamim, they wanted to be Gonez Sefer Yechezkel. This of Taras is from Sefer Yechezkel, because they saw this Pasuk So it's no good. The whole Sefer Yechezkel is no good. Put it in Gan Nizam. Why not? Why not? What's wrong with it? The Gemara said, what the Pasuk is telling us? What Yechezkel Nabi is saying? Kol nevela utrefa ba'afu bebeima lo yechalu kohanim. Kohanim do not allow to eat it. But Israel, it's okay to eat nevela utrefa. That's what it sounds like. How could it be? It's against the Torah. Elat must have been something wrong. Put it in Gan Nizam. I always wondered, I don't know, what does that mean? You see question, I'll put the Sefer in Geniza, try to find an answer for it. I don't know, that you give me the answer after. But whatever it is, that's what the Gemara decided. Until the Gemara says, different place, that until the Hakim, they sat down, they decided, they explained it. They explained that that Kushiya, and everything was fine. The Gemara says over there, at Baaliyat Hananiyah bin Haskiya bin Garon. Okay? The Gemara says over there that this Hakim, he went to his Aliyah, he went to his room. 300 barrels of oil, olive oil, to make light over there. So all the Hakim should have enough light to sit down over there to learn Torah. And the Gemara said, you have to remember that Hakam, Hananiah bin Haskiah bin Garon, you have to remember him, because if it wasn't him, Hakim, they would have put Sefer Yechezkel in Geniza. But he sat down with the Hakamim and he explained what Yechezkel Nabi meant. Yechezkel Nabi meant to tell us here, they have a few questions on Sefer Yechezkel, that's one of them. What Yechezkel Nabi teach us over here, I would have thought, since that the Torah allows the Kohen to eat the bird after he does melika to it, it's not Shahita. If a guy, he does melika for the bird and eats it, it's Nebila, the Hayah Malkut. So what happened now if the Kohen, the Kohen is not bringing Korban. He has to bring Korban, that's a mitzvah of the Korban, they have to do melika. Let's say he wants to do barbecue outside, and he wants to shech the bird and do barbecue, but he doesn't have a knife. So you know what? I could do melika from the back. Is he allowed to do melika? So I would have thought, yeah, same way it's melika is mutar for him by a Qurban, but mutar also for him bishat ad-dahak, he has no other means of shechting that bird. Is it allowed to do melika? Kama shma'lani haskel nabi? No. Kol nebila utrifa lo yechalu kohanim. Such a melika, which is not Qurban, it's terifa for them. They're not allowed to eat. Why the Pasuk said lo yechalu kohanim? Because anyways, Israel, anyways, they're not going to eat it. Even if it was a Qurban and he did melika for it, which is 100% kosher, Israel, they're not allowed to eat it. So the Pasuk, Yechezkel Nabi said, there's no need to mention Israel over there. Lo yechalu kohanim Israel, anyways, they're not going to eat it. That's how he explained it. So here we go back to the Torah Tmimah. He tells us here, he said, a Kohen who's katan, he's allowed to eat from the bird that his father did melika to it. Such a Qurban, I would have thought, since that the Katan, is not bar mitzvah yet. So he's not hayab in the old mitzvot. Probably for him, it's called nebilot trefot, probably for him. Why? Because if he's going to see his father is doing melika, he's not going to differentiate if he's doing Qurban or something else. That kid who's Kohen is going to grow up. I saw my father, my own eyes, he did melika and he ate it. I also do the same. So probably something bad is going to come out of it if you're going to make him eat it. The Gemara said, no, we don't care about this. He said, he's going to know. He's going to differentiate. He's going to know. Therefore, he said, he's allowed to eat it. ואף על פי דמליקה שלא בקדשים הווה נבילה, בכל זה לא חיישין על שמי ירגיל את עצמו באכילת נבילה, והיינו טעמה. כיוון דה על כל פנים עתה מצווה לחניכו באכילת קדשים, אנחנו דנים לפי שעתה הוא מחויב בחנוך. That's what we do. ואחד המקן. ויש לבי עוד לראיות לזה, אבל די בזה. So they have many other proofs, but this is one example that it teach us that the same way there is mitzvah on the Kohen not to be mitameh למתים, there is mitzvah to be mitameh for his relatives, same exact halakha applies to a katan. You have to teach the katan not to be mitameh למתים, you have to teach the katan yes, to be mitameh for relatives, seven relatives. That's what he said. That's what the Torah tells us over here. Emor el kohanim ve'amarta alehem lehazir gedolim al ketanim. I saw the Hatam Sofer in the beginning of the parasha, daf nun gimal amud bet. He tells us here, Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon, pirash haramban b'shem rabbi Abraham ben Ezra, Emor lahem parasha shelemala, ve'amarta alehem od nefesh lo yitama b'amav. What's the double language? Ibn Ezra, and he says, Emor el kohanim, whatever we just finished from last week's parasha. ואבדיל אתכם מנעמים להיות לי, ואיש או אישה כי יהיה בהם אבו דעונים ותיומתו, בהם הרגים אותם דמיהם בהם, אמור לכהנים. You have to teach them the parasha, the previous parasha, ואמרת עליהם, this coming parasha, they're not allowed to be מתאמי למתים. That's how the Ibn Ezra, he understood that the connection between the two parashiyot, last week parasha and this week parasha. But the Ramban, he doesn't like it. He said, "Eino nachon." Be'ad da'ati, pshat ha-katub. He has his own way, the Ramban, how to explain in it. But now we're reading from the Hatam Sofer. נראה לי, ההמשך, דמשמע לי קצת מלשון הפסוק בהפטרה, ואין מת אדם לא יבוא. You see also in the Haftarah this week, said the Kohanim, they are commanded, it says here, ואל מת האדם לא יבוא לטומאה, כי אם לאב ולאם ולבן ולבת, לאח ולאחות, אשר לא הייתה לאיש, יטמאו. ואחרי טהרתו, שבעת ימים הספרו לו, וכו' וכו'. זה פסוק, זה ספר יחזקאל, זה ספר יטל זז, ואל מת האדם לא יבוא לטומאה. ואל מת האדם, if there is dead body, is not allowed to be מטמא. That's what it says, כי לנפש לא יטמא בעמה, exactly the same thing. He says, בתחתם סופר, it sounds like from the words of the Haftarah, here by us the Pasuk in the Parasha it says, לנפש לא יטמא בעמיו. אני נפש, you're not allowed to be מטמא, כהן. But from the Haftarah it said, ואל מת אדם לא יטמא. It said, מת אדם, מת אדם. He says, the Gemara tells us a few places, like the Gemara and you have Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Fnun Tet, the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Meir, he says that even Goy, who is learning Torah, Goy, who is learning Torah, are you kohen gadol? It's hashub, he gets reward for it. The Gemara explains after that, the Gemara says that we're talking about a kohen who is learning Sheba Mitzvot Ben Noach. He's not learning all the rest of the Torah. The rest of the Torah, the Gemara says over there, is Hayab Mita, because the Pasuk said, Torah Savalanu Moshe Murasha Kilat Yaakov. But what's the proof of Rabbi Meir? Because the Pasuk said, Ushmartem et Mitzvotai vet Chukotai, Asher Yaaseh Otam Ha Adam V'Chai Bahem. Ha Adam V'Chai Bahem doesn't say Adam. If the Torah would have said Adam, that means only Israel. Atem Kiruim Adam, Ve'en Obdei Kohavim Kiruim Adam. But doesn't say this. It says Ha Adam to include Obdei Kohavim. Here by the hour Haftarah, it says Ve'el Met Adam Lo Yabo. That means the Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh for a mate who's a Yehudi. That's what he says here. ואל מת אדם לא יבוא, שאפילו איגוי מטמא, even if the goy who died, he is מטמא, there is טומאה on it, מכל מקום, אינו כהן מוזהר מלטמא לו, כמו שאינו מוזהר על טומאת נבלות ושקסים ורמסים. דכל שקדושתו חמורה, טומאתו חמורה, כמו שלמדנו מתניתין מסכת ידיים. What is he saying? He's saying, even though there is טומאה, with the dead goy, but still a kohen is not commanded not to be metameh to such a tumah. Why? Because same thing, if there is a nebila, you have a dead cow in the street, is a kohen allowed to touch it? Kohen, he has to watch out. Lenefesh lo tumah be'amav, is not allowed to make himself tameh. But lenefesh lo tumah be'amav, what's lenefesh? For a live person, I mean for a human, is not allowed to be metameh. How about behema? So no problem. You want to touch the behema. Obviously, when he touches the Kohen's going to touch the dead behema, he's also going to become tameh. But there's no sur not to touch it. You can touch it, but you become tameh. Said there's no sur. Said same thing applies to a goy. If there's goy who's mate, he died. Just like nebela, you are allowed to touch it, but if you touch it, you become tameh. But there's no sur not to touch it. Why? Because the Pasuk says, ואל מת אדם לא יבוא. והיינו דכתיב, אל מת אדם הוא דלא יבוא. ואתם כראויים אדם. אבל מי שאינו אדם, like the goyim, אף על פי שעל כל פנים במגע מטמא, מכל מקום, אינו מוזר עליו. והיינו דכאמר, אמור להם פרשה של מעלה. אמור לכהנים ואמרת עליה. אמור להם פרשה של מעלה. ואבדיל אתכם מנעמים להיות לי. You are different than the goyim. The Pasuk says, ואל מת אדם לא יבוא. The מת of יהודי לא יבוא. אבל מת גוי, it's okay. זה לא תוטש שם. So that's what it says. אמור לכהנים, the previous פרשה, אתה עשית ועבדיל אתכם נעמים להיות לי, ואמרת עליהם, לנפש לא יטמא בעמיו. What kind of נפש? The נפש which is Israel, not the nefesh which is goy, because I just told you, ve'abdil etchem la'amim li'yot li. And that's here. So it comes out from the words of the Hatam Sofer that a Kohen, he is allowed to be mutame to a dead body who's a goy. There's no sword. Obviously, when he touches, it's going to become tame, but there's no sword not to touch it. Like I said, that's here what the Hatam Sofer explains the connection between the parashiyot also. However, we have a little bit problem because the Rambam in Elchot Avel, Perek Gimal, Halakha Gimal also, he says here, he has a few things over here, the radio from the part that we need. He says, Bisham Biarno, Shein Akum Mitamayim Ba'ohel. So the Gemara tells us that the Goyim, they're not Mitamay Ba'ohel. There's dead Goy in the room, there's no Asur for the Kohen to be in the same room. If it was Israel, obviously it cannot be. Okay? But if it was a Kohen, if it was the dead who's Goy, it's okay to be in the same room, just don't touch him. Ella, ulfichach, kibrotehim tehorim, umutar la Kohen le kanes sham veldroch al kibrotehim. Veinu asur, ella sheigah betuma, o sheisaina, kum shebearnu sham. A Kohen, he is allowed to be in the room that there is dead Goy. The only asur on the Kohen to be mutameh is only to touch that dead Goy or to carry him. Then he's asur. But to be in the same room, no problem. So you see clearly here the Rambam, he says the Kohen is asur to touch a dead Goy. Why? Because l'nefesh lo tamah bi'amav. That's exactly the opposite from what the Hatam Sofer we just read you. But it's not a big question. Why? Because I was reading here and I saw that already the Gahot Maimoniot on the spot, he writes here, he says, whatever the Rambam writes, that it's okay for a Kohen to be in the same room with the dead Goy, he says here, וכן כתב בספר היראים, דקאי מלן כרבי שמעון בר יוחאי, מאחר שאליהו זל עשה מעשה כמותו, כדיתה בבבא במציעה, פרק המקבל. So the Gemara clearly tells us, over there in Baba Messiah Kuf Yudalet, the Gemara says, that Eliyahu Nabi, long story over there, Bekitsur, Eliyahu Nabi, he was in the cemetery of the Goyim, even though Eliyahu Nabi, everyone knows, Pinchas who Eliyahu, he's a Kohen, what is he doing over there? And he asked him, Rabbi Abu, he asked Eliyahu Nabi, what are you doing there? He told him, didn't you learn that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ein kibrotim shel akum mitameim, like the Pasuk said, Ve'aten asonim so meraiti adam atem, you are called Adam. And Zot Torah, Adam came out by Ohel, not Goyim. Goy, there's no problem of Tomat Ohel by the Goy. Therefore, it's okay. Eliyahu Nabi, he did Ma'aseh Rab. He was himself in the cemetery of the Goyim. That means no problem. However, that's what the Rambam writes, that's what the Yiraim writes. Umnam palig alei bihada. The Sefer Yiraim, he disagrees with the Rambam on the part that the Rambam writes that a Kohen, he is not allowed to touch a dead Goy. Said on this, he disagreed with him. She katab kevan shelo metame ba'ohel b'magao masana melo metamo. He disagreed. He says, no. The Rambam writes that Kohen is asur to touch dead Goy. Sefer Yiraim said, no, there's no problem. Same way, there's no asur to be in the same room with this dead Goy. There's no asur of touching him. Just like what Hatam Soferi told us. That's what he said. That means Hatam Soferi goes like to the Yiraim. And he's ma'arich here a little bit. And at the end, he tells us here, he said, "Veshamati sheish osrim." That all the words of the Sefer Yiraim. Veshamati sheish osrim kohanim b'magao masa b'metei akum. Said he ends up the Harayim. He says, "Even though I told you it's okay, but I heard there are those who said it's not okay." V'ani katabti hanal. I wrote you the two opinions. V'em mahmir tabu alav bracha. V'em mekil lo fsid. I wrote you the two opinions. If someone wants to be mekil, it's okay. If someone wants to be mahmir, tabu ala bracha. So you see that mahlok, it's not clear cut halakha. The Rambam holds that it's asur, but Sefer Yiraim said it's okay. That's what what's his name, the Hatam Sofer. He goes like him. So that means that's how the Hatam Sofer explains to us over here. That's the connection between this parasha and the previous parasha. Emor el kohanim parasha shel ma'ala v'abdil etchem na'amim. You're different than mot ha'olam. Bayu Adam. Kiamut be'ohel, Adam kiamut be'ohel, not the umot ha'goyim. You're different. Now you know the salakha. Now I'm going to teach you l'nefesh lo tamah be'amav, l'nefesh Yehudi, not nefesh goy. Nefesh goy, it's okay to be mitameh, even b'maga'a u'masa, according to the Hatam Sofer and Sefer Yiraim. I saw also something else. The Rambam, also over there, in פרק ג' מהלכות אבל, הלכה י' ב'. He also brings the same idea as we just mentioned. He says here, הלכה י' ב', כהן קטן, הרי הגדולים מוזהרים שלא יתמאוהו. כהן הוא קטן, the גדולים, the father, להזהיר גדולים על הקטנים. That's what it is. So the father, they have מזווה to teach him not to be מתמא, והם בא לתמות מעצמו, אין בדים מסווים לפרישו, אבל אביב צריך לחנכו בקדושה. We just read you before. So, so far, so good. There's no problem with this. The problem comes because you see the Orach Haim HaKadosh. He writes here Orach Haim HaKadosh. He's talking before about a different topic. Here, right at the beginning, the first Pasuk, he's talking about something else, but he wants to say that Kesef Mishneh, that's Rabbi Yosef Karo, said, "V'hadabar pashut etzli shenalema breita zu me'enei Kesef Mishneh." He said he was talking about something else before, and he said for sure the Kesef Mishneh, he did not see this this Breita. What's the proof that he didn't see this Breita? V'hareaya, shekvar katab harab perek hanzkar din yud bet, v'zeh lashono, kohen katan, harei gedolim uzarim shelo yitameuhu. The halakha we just read you. Kepirush Rashi, emor ve'amarta alehim atkan. So he brings down that the Kesef Mishneh, he's trying to bring a proof of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it that the Gedolim, they are commanded to teach the kids not to be Matamele Metim? What's the source of the Rambam for this halakha? We just told you that's Gemara, Masechet, no Masechet Yevamot, over there, Gemara, Masechet Yevamot, tell us the same thing. So, but the Kesef Mishneh, for some reason, he brings the proof for the Rambam, from where? He says, that's what Rashi wrote in the beginning of Parashat Emor. Emor ve'amarta le'ezir gedolim ala ketanim. Ad kan. Hine, ממה שמוכיח דין זה מדברי Rashi ולא מדברי הברייתא המפורשת, אתה יודע שהוא לא ידע את הברייתא. So from the fact that the Kesef Mishneh is bringing proof to the Rambam from Rashi, why do you have to bring proof from Rashi? It's Gemara מפורשת, מסכת יבמות. Ela, it looks like Kesef Mishneh, he did not see this Gemara. He didn't see this Breita. That's here what Orach Haim HaKadosh writes. I saw on this Orach Haim HaKadosh, he brings here the Torah Tmima. He writes here in Ot Vav, "Da'ayim b'Kesef Mishneh, שכתב על דין זה אמור ואמרת לזיר גדולים על הקטנים, הכסף משנה רייץ וזה לשונו, בפירוש רשי, אמור ואמרת לזיר גדולים על הקטנים, עד כאן לשונו. ולכאורה הוא פלא. שהביאים פירוש רשי ולא מגמרה מפורשת. זה straight out גמרה. Why כסף משנה is bringing proof to the Rambam from Rashi? ולא נמצא דבר כזה בשום מקום. And since when? וגם בכלל, מה זה מקור לדברי הרמב״ם פירוש רשי? What's the proof? They bring ראייה to the Rambam from Rashi. What's going on over here? It's a גמרה מפורשת. The ראייה for the Rambam is Rashi? We never saw such a thing anywhere. ולא נמצא כזה בשום מקום. אבל, he writes here the תורה תמימה, אבל אין ספק אצלי כי הוא טעות סופר. כי אך טעות סופר קל הוא. It's a mistake in the words of the כסף משנה. ובמקום לכתוב בפירוש רשי, אמור ואמרת, צריך לומר בפרק חרש, שדרשה זו באה בפרק חרש, במסכת יבמות. ונשתרבו האותיות באשמת מעתיק ומדפיס. וכך נראה לי ברור דטעות סופר הוא. What he writes? He says, it's a mistake in the words of the Kesef Mishneh. He wanted to write Kesef Mishneh, or actually he did write בפרק חרש נושא פקחת, עובדת את הגמרא יבמות קוף י' ד'. All the Kesef Mishneh he wrote בפרק חרש. But he wrote it בקיצור. בפרק חרש, he wrote בית פה, with the apostrophe on top, בפרק חרש, פרק חרש נושא פקחת. But the מדפיסים, the printers, they saw בפה חרש, what חרש? בפה חרש, פרק חרש, what is he talking about? Probably he meant to write בפירוש רשי, address חית, I don't know where the חית came in, but he said פירוש רשי. Therefore, the מדפיסים, the printers, they saw בפרק חרש, what's פרק חרש? What חרש? What חרש שרוטה? וקטן, what are we talking about over here? So I said, פירוש רשי, and that's what it is in פירוש רשי. But I said, that's the problem of the מדפיסים. That's what he says. וכן נראה לי ברור, דטעות סופר הוא. So that's clear to me, very obvious that it's a mistake in the words אוף דה כסף משנה, אני עד זה אפטר, ולא היה כדאי לבאר דבר קל כזה. Said, I didn't need to elaborate and to tell you that it's טעות סופר over there. Every person is going to read it, it's going to tell you it's טעות סופר, it's a mistake. So why I took a few lines to explain it to you? לולי שראיתי לבעל אור החיים הקדוש על התורה כאן, שכתב שנעלם מהכסף משני סוגיה זו דמסכת יבמות, והראיה שיביא דרשה זו מפירוש רשי ולא מהגמרא. So that's what האור החיים הקדוש writes. However, he said, ושר אליה מראה, שחשד לכסף משני בשגיאה שאין לחשוד גם בר בירב. He said, I wonder how come אור החיים הקדוש, he wrote whatever he wrote against the כסף משני. He said, the כסף משני, he didn't see the ברייתא. He said, הגמרא מפורשת, how come he didn't see the ברייתא? He said, for sure it's a mistake and the Orachim HaKadosh now. He said, how could he write such a thing about the Kesef Mishneh? He knows all the Torah inside out. He didn't see that Breita. He said, I didn't need to elaborate, but I saw that he made a mistake, therefore I had to elaborate. And a matter of fact, I saw in our printing of the Rambam, of the Kesef Mishneh, they already corrected it like the Torah Temimah, not like Orachim HaKadosh. He says here, Kohen Katan, הרי גדולים מוזרים שלא יתמאו, בפרק חירש, קופיו דלת, אמור באמרת, זיר גדולים על הקטנים. הגמרא says, here the printing, here even though it's this Rambam is old print, but still they bring the same thing like the Torah Tmimah tells us, not like אור החיים הקדוש. But that's the idea that I wanted to bring from this Torah Tmimah. But still we have to understand, לכאורה, the words of the pasuk, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון ואמרת עליהם, לנפש לא יתמה בעמיו. Why the Torah, it looks like the Torah is not mentioning the name of Aharon at all. אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון, you should speak to the sons of Aharon. Why Aharon is not mentioned in this week's parasha? So you have to talk to his sons, not to him. חאורה, that's not the normal way the Torah speaks. דבר אל אהרון ואל בניו, and continue. דבר אל בני אהרון, as if we're talking only to the sons of Aharon. This, whatever we're saying, it doesn't apply to Aharon. It's not true. The Pasuk says later on, והכהן הגדול מהחווה שלו סך הראשון, to give us the name of the כהן גדול also. How come the Torah says here, אל הכהנים בני אהרון only? That's the חאורה, we have to understand what's going on. אלא, we could explain that we have here in the Midrash Rabbah, in this week's parasha כבב סימן זיין, the Midrash Rabbah tells us here, also the Midrash is trying to connect, to find connection between last week's parasha and this week's parasha. We told you, the Hatam Sofer, he told us, last week's parasha, ba'abdil etchem min ha'amim liyot li, emor l'kohanim l'nefesh lo etamah ba'amav, to teach us that a Kohen, he is allowed to be metameh for a dead goy. There's no problem, you can touch him, you can do whatever he wants to him. That's what the Hatam Sofer, we said the Rambam, Mahloket, whatever we said. But here the Midrash is going to explain it a little bit different, the connection between the two parashiyot. Makiti lemala mna anyan, ve'ish o isha ki yeh bahem ob oy de'oni mot yumatu, ba'e ben rgimu otan de behem bam, ve'yom rashim en Moshe, emor al kohanim b'nei Aharon. Right away, parasha of the kohanim. L'nefesh lo tamah b'amab. So what's the connection? Ish o isha ki yeh bahem ob oy de'oni. For some reason, the Midrash says here, Rabbi Yoshua de Sikhnin Amar B'Shem Rabbi Levi, Ve'ish o Isha Kiye Bahem O Bay De'oni. Do you know who's that Ish? Do you know who's that Isha? Ve'ish ze Shaul, Shaul HaMelech. Ve'isha zu Isha Ba'alat Ob. Ve'ish o Isha Kiye Bahem O Bay De'oni. He went and he was asking the Ba'alat Ob to bring him Be'ob, the Neshama of Shemuel Nabi. That's what he went. So he went against that pasuk. Ve'ish o'sha ki'yeh bahem o'boy de'oni. He's not allowed to do it. And he himself, he did it. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Hama bar Hanina amar, ma ketib lema'la, ma ketib, ve'hayita rak lema'la, ve'lo tiyeh lemata. What does it mean? Ve'hayita rak lema'la. Mutab haya lo l'sh'ol ba'urim v'tumim shel ma'la, ve'lo be'ob de'oni shel mata. Hu she'amar la'abadav, bakishu li isha ba'alato, ve'ilicha eliha ve'idrisha ba. What is he saying here? He said, Shaul HaMelech, he was supposed to ask for the Urim V'Tumim. He didn't ask for the Urim V'Tumim, but rather he didn't ask Urim V'Tumim, which are, they give him information from up there. He asked from Ovid De'oni to bring him the Neshama of Shemuel and Nabi. said, here it's a little bit problem because what do you mean he didn't ask? He didn't ask Be'urim V'tumim. Of course he did ask Be'urim V'tumim. The Pasuk says clearly that he did ask Be'urim V'tumim. So what Midrash Rabbah is telling us over here? You see the Pasuk, he says, Ve'ish'al Sha'ul ba'Adonai ve'lo anahu Adonai. Gam ba'halomot, gam ba'urim, gam ba'nibiyim. He asked, he did ask Be'urim V'tumim. What's the Midrash saying here? You were supposed to ask Be'urim V'tumim mil-ma'ala, but he didn't ask, he asked Be'ubayudu'anim mil-mata. What's the Midrash talking about? So I saw Pirush Maharzo, he pinpoint to that question. Tzarich Ayun, the Mishma'a Mehem Midrash, lo shal Be'urim V'tumim. V'arei Mefurash Bepasukan, v'yishal Shaul Be'ashim, v'lo anahu Hashim, gam b'halamot, gam b'urim. He didn't answer him. Ve'ulai, romez l'ma shekatub, the right after מדבר שמואל כאן שאחד מן החטאים שמת עליו הוא על שפעם אחת עמד לשאול באורים ותומים ובאו עליו פלשתים ויאמר אל הכהן אסוף ידיך ולא גמר לשאול. He says the problem that שאול המלך he didn't ask באורים ותומים, the פסוק says he did ask באורים ותומים, אלא he says because that was one of the חטאות that Shaul HaMelech did. Once he was asking Be'urim V'tumim, and all of a sudden Pelishtim they came against him. So he told the Kohen who was asking Be'urim V'tumim, I'll be back, I'll be right back. He went, he left him. How come you're asking Be'urim V'tumim? Who's he asking? He's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu. He leave Kadosh Baruch Hu now with the answer and then you go. Therefore he said it wasn't proper that Shaul HaMelech was supposed to do such a thing. Therefore, ולכן מדע כנגד מדע לא ענהו עתה. ועל זה אמר, מוטב היה לשאול באורים ותומים של מעלה. That's here what the Midrash says. Really, שאול המלך, he did ask, but Hashem didn't answer him, did not answer him באורים ותומים. But the question the Midrash is asking, why Hashem did not answer him באורים ותומים? You know why? Because it happened once before that he did ask באורים ותומים. In the middle, he left the אורים ותומים, he went. But that's not proper. That was one of the sins that Shaul HaMelech did. Therefore, Hashem, he punished him medak and medak. Now that you're asking Urtumim, there's no answer from Urtumim. You're not giving them the proper respect. They're not going to give you the answer. So the Midrash says here, Hu ma she'amar la'abadav, b'kishuri isha ba'al atob. After he was asking Be'urim V'tumim, b'nibiyim, b'halamot, nothing's answering, nothing's happening. So he asked his advisors, please find me someone to bring me the neshama, isha ba'al atob, to bring me the neshama of Shmuel Nabi. The Midrash says here, למה שאול דומה באותה שעה? Was he compared to that moment that he was asking for שבעה לתאום? אמר שלקיש, משל למלך שנכנס למדינה, a king, he entered the town, וגזר ואמר, כל התרנגולים שיש כאן ישחטו. He wanted all the roosters. בלילה בקש לצאת, אמר, יש כאן תרנגול שיקרא? At night, he went to sleep. He said he wants to get up early in the morning. He said, were there any roosters here that could wake me up? He said, you just told us to kill all the roosters. So that's the mashal. Amru lo, lo ata hu shigazarta ve'amarta kol ternigol sheishkan shahatu. Same thing happened with Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, hesir et ha'obot ve'et ha'ide'onim min ha'ares. Ve'hu omer, bakishu li isha ba'al atob. Ve'af al pikein, ve'amru lo abadav, there is still one. So he went to her. And the Midrash is Ma'arich over here. He went to her. And he took with him Amasa ben Yeter and Abner ben Ner. He took them with him. And he went to that lady. And V'tomer ha'asha ilav, Hinnina yada'ata. That the king, he made Gezira. That anyone's Ba'al Atob, Obey Da'oni is going to kill him. He come, he ask him from me to bring you Ob, then Shema of Shemuel and Nabi. V'yishab ala Sha'ul b'Hashem. Okay, nothing can happen to you. He told her, I swear in Hashem's name that nothing bad's going to happen to her. וישב עלה שאול באדוני לאמור, חי אדוני מקרך עוון בדבר הזה. Don't worry, nothing's going to happen. No harm's going to come upon you. The Midrash said, The Midrash is laughing here on שאול המלך. Said, משל לשאול באותה שעה, למה הוא דומה? אמר שלקיש, משל לאישה שהייתה אצל אוהבה, והייתה נשבעת בחיי בעלה. So she went with her friend, the Isha, she went with her friend, and in the middle of the Abira, she swore to her friend in the life of her husband. The Isha, going and swearing, what's going on over here? So כך שאול, שואל באו ויודעוני, he's asking the woman, שואל באו ויודעוני, what's he telling her? חי השם, אם יקרך דבר. He's asking השם, he's asking, באו ויודעוני. What's going on over here? That's what it is. ותאמר השם, את מי עלי לך? בקיצור, he was asking, at the end, he told her, bring me the נשמה of שמואל, הנביא. And after he brought in the נשמה of שמואל, הנביא, שמואל הנביא, he told him, למה הרגזתני לעלות אותי? He told him, I want to know, the Palestinians are running after us, what's going to be? Shmuel al-Nabi, he told him, said, tomorrow, mahar ata'ammi. The Gemara said, here the Midrash also, mahar ammi, ammi b'mhitzati. See, tomorrow, you're coming to us. What does it mean? Shaul al-Melech is going to die. He told him, next day, he's going to go to war against Palestine. He's going to die in the war. And not only him, his two children are also going to die with him. And the Midrash says here, said, usually when a person, he goes to Beit HaMishteh, he goes to a party, he doesn't want to take his children with him. Why? Because he doesn't know what's going to be over there. It's going to be tzanua, not tzanua. Who knows what's going to be over there? So therefore, he doesn't want to take his children. But here, pene marita ayin. Vizeh yotze le melchama. Veyodea shenehirag. Venotel shne banav amo. Vesameach al kach. That's the tzedkut of Shaul HaMelech. Even though he knew, if that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that's what it is. He did it. He went to war. And sure enough, he did die in the war. אמר בישוע דסכנין בשם רבי לוי, מלמד שיראה לו קדוש ברוך הוא למשה, דור דור ושופטיו, דור דור ומלאכיו, דור דור וחכמיו, דור דור ומנהיגיו, דור דור ומשניו, דור דור ושוטריו, דור דור ופרנסיו, דור דור וחומסיו, דור דור וגזלניו, דור דור ונביאיו. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישוד משה רבנו, every single generation, every generation, their חכמים, their נביאים, and their parnasim, their manhigim, and their thieves, and their robbers. He showed them everything. And he showed him Shaul HaMelech. He showed him Shaul and his two sons Noflim Bahareb. Amar lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was wondering, Rabbeinu Shalal Olam, Melech Rishon She'amod Al Banecha Yiddakir Bahareb. That's what he's doing. The first king, he anointed for Am Israel. He's going to be killed in the war. What's going on? Amar lo kodosh baruch hu veli ata omer. You're telling me? Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. What's emor el kohanim? Told him, emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. What does it mean? Told him, you should tell Shaul HaMelech that he's dying in the war. Why is he dying in the war? The Chaurat, the Medat HaDin, was supposed to be not to die in the war because he's the first king for Am Israel. Sifoy Dakar Bahareb. But what should I tell you? You're telling me? Tell the Kohanim that he killed all the Nov'ir Kohanim. Shaul HaMelech, he killed Nov'ir Kohanim when he was chasing David HaMelech. Ve'al she'hamal al agag. Ve'al she'lo shama al Shmuel. Sh'ne'emar she'bat ha'im tuhil v'chule v'chule. Ve'al she'shal be'o v'de'oni. Ve'lo d'rash et Hashem. Okay? That's here what the Midrash Rabbah is telling us. It's that they have few sins. Al hamesh hatayim nehirag otu tzadik. That's what it says over here. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, told him, don't ask me why Shaul, the first king of Israel, is dying in the war. You have to tell the sin of the Nob'ir Kohanim that he killed all of them. And that sin, standing in front of Shaul HaMelech, that's what caused him to die in the war. That's Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon. That's the connection between last week's parasha. What the parasha said, "V'yishe osha ki yibahim obo yudde'oni," we said, "Da'ish, that's Shaul HaMelech." Right after that, Emor el Kohanim. Why Shaul HaMelech, when he was asking, "Be'obo yudde'oni," he died in the war? Because he killed Nov'ir Kohanim. That's a connection between the two parashiyot. And similar midrash brought Yakut Shimoni, similar midrash brought also midrash Tanhuma. That's what it is. But the question is, on this midrash, I don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to show Moshe Rabbeinu, Dor Dor V'Dorshav, Dor Dor V'Hachamav, and he showed him Dor Dor V'Guzlav, V'Gazlanav, Dor Dor V'Chomsav. Why it was necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show Moshe Rabbeinu, every generation with their hachamim, with their manhigim, that I understand. Why? Because he has to see what kind of manhigim Am Yisrael they're going to have, and to teach them the derech yelchuba ve'maaseh asher ya'asun. But why Hashem has to show Moshe Rabbeinu every generation and the thieves of that generation? Why is it so important to show it to Moshe Rabbeinu? And obviously when Hashem, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu dor dor v'gazlanav, Dordor v'chomsav, obviously he didn't show him every single person that he's stealing from his friend. He's not showing him. He showed them probably what kind, the type of gazlanim, the type of hamsanim. Each one has his own tricks. He showed them the tricks of the hamsanim, tricks of this. That's why he showed them. But l'chaora, why is it so necessary to show to him? What so hashub the Hashem has to show him? And furthermore, the Midrash Rabbah tells us before, in the same place, the Midrash Rabbah says here, in Parashah Kavav Siman He, Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Levi Amar, Mashal leYisrael veKohen shenichfu, veNemsar lahen rofe mumche, veHaya mitzave et Yisrael umaniyah et haKohen. Said here there was once Kohen and Yisrael, they became sick. And what's nechfu? They explain here in Pirush Maharzu. He said, "Usrichim leizaher shelo yelechu lebet hakibarot." He said, "It's dangerous for them to go to the cemetery." And the Kohen, professional Kohen, he came to visit them, to diagnose them. V'ha'am etzavei et Israel, he was commanding the Israel, don't you dare go to the cemetery. And umaniyah the Kohen, he didn't say anything to the Kohen. So Amar lo Kohen, b'nei ma ata metzavei et Israel v'ata menihini. Why are you commanding the Israel, not me? For me it's okay to go to the cemetery, why are you not telling me anything? Amar lo, zei Israel hu. ודרכו להלך בין הקיברות, אבל אתה הכהן, ואין דרכך להלך בין הקיברות. לפיכך, אני מסווה את ישראל ומניח לך. Therefore, since that Israel, he doesn't have issue of going to the cemetery, he's not muzhar, he doesn't have אסור to be מטמא למתים. Therefore, he has more chances to go to the cemetery. I have to tell him. But you, anyways, what do you have to do in בית הקיברות? You, כהן, you're כהן, what are you doing over there? Therefore, I don't need to tell you anything. Why? Because your cure, your refuah, not to go to the cemetery. So anyways, you're not going, you're Kohen. כך, that's the משל. The משל, כך העליונים שאין יסר הרע מצוי בהם, אמירה אחת דיים. שנאמר, בגזירת עירים פתגמה, ומאמר קדישין שאלתה. אבל התחתונים שיש בהם יסר הרע, הלוואי לשתי אמירות יעמדו. הדא עוד כתיב, ויאמר השם אל משה, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון, ואמרת עליהם. So the malachim sitting up there b'shamayim, one time Hashem told them, do this, do that, that's it, they got it. By us here, we have yesar ha'ara, halvai, after two times Hashem is going to warn us, emor el kohanim, ve'amarta alehem. Emor ve'azir gedolim ha'katrim, he warned us once, he warned us twice, and still we hope we're not going to be ober on that abira. That's what the Midrash is telling us over here. And that's the anyan. That here, since that we have yesar ha'ara, so we need two times to strengthen that asur. And obviously this midrash also needs a little bit elaboration to understand what's going on in this midrash. I saw, they explain, there's Gemara in Masechet Yebamot. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us before, Klal Amru Bibama, they have rules in the, by Dinei Yebum, said Asur Mitzvah. ויש אסור מצווה ויש אסור קדושה. There are those that a person is not allowed to marry them because of קדושה. There are those a person is not allowed to marry them because of מצווה. מצווה, the Torah command us not to marry them. There's קדושה not to marry them. What's going on over here? The Gemara explains over here. אני במות דפחף עמוד א', תני הרבי יהודה אומר, איסור מצווה, what's איסור מצווה, which עריות that are אסור from the מצווה of the Torah? He says, here, אלמנה לכהן גדול, גירושה וחלוסה לכהן הדיוט. דוס הר, איסור לתורה, אתה לעשות בפירוש. ומה קרה לאיסור מצווה? נכתיב, אלה מצוות. התורה said, אלה מצוות, this is the מצוות, so you have to follow the מצוות, you're not allowed to marry them. אסור קדושה, what's אסור קדושה? שניות מדברי סופרים. Secondary the ones that are אסור עונים דרבנן, ואמה קרא לה אסור קדושה, אמר רבי, כי כל המקיים דברי חכמים נקרא קדוש. Any person who keeps whatever החכמים said is called קדוש. אמר לרבה, וכל שאינו מקיים דברי חכמים, קדוש הוא לא מקרה, רשע נמי לא מקרה. So why you call it אסורי קדושה? Sounds like that those are only whoever keeps them is kadosh. If he doesn't keep them, he's not kadosh, he's rasha. What's going on? Ela amar rabba, kadesh asmecha b'mutar decha. That means the sheniyot, even though in the Torah they are allowed, חכמים סד, ירנת עליה תומר אדם. דוסר דה שניות לעריות, that's it, the Mishnah has the long list of all these things that are שניות לערווה. Person is not allowed to marry them, they are אסור עולים דרבנן. Why they call it אסור קדושה? Because קדש עצמך במותר דך. Even though the Torah allows it, but חכמים they said you're not allowed to marry them, that to be מוסיף קדושה on yourself. That's basically all what Ramban, the famous Ramban, he tells us in the beginning of פרשת קדושים, תדבר לכל עדת ישראל ואמרת עליהם קדושים תהיו. רשי understood what's קדושים תהיו, הביאו פירושים מן העריות. לרמבן, he said, no, not necessarily עריות. From all the עבירות. The person has to watch himself. The Torah, the way of the Torah is coming to tell us over here, קדש עצמך במותר לך. Because some, many times the person, he could do a lot of bad things, and still he's not aware on any of the עבירות of the Torah. But it's not proper for the Jew to do such a thing. Therefore, said the person, he has to watch himself. That's a famous Ramban in the beginning of Parashat Kedoshim, like I said. Said it's worthwhile, the person should read it. But that's the idea. As he tells us, Kadesh Azmecha b'mutar lecha. Even though there are things that are really in the Torah, are okay, they are mutar. But still, the person has to watch himself. Let's see what the Ramban is telling us. Because really, all these things that the Ramban is talking about, for example, the Ramban writes, he said, the person, he could marry a woman, and next day he divorces her, the next day he married a different woman, the following day he divorces her, and he didn't do any Abira. All Alpi, Kedat Moshe, Israel, did it. But that's Nabal, Bershut HaTorah. So the person could eat whatever he wants, and he could do whatever he wants, and everything would, you know, following the rules. But is that what the Torah is asking you? So, Kodesh HaSmecha B'mutar Lecha. Many times, the Torah tells us here by the Kohanim, it says, B'kodeshto, K'et Lechem Elohecha U'makrib, Kadosh Yeh Lech, K'kadosh Anei Hashem Elohechem, K'doshim Yehu L'Elohem. Many times, the Torah is commanding us over here about the Kohanim, they have to have special Kedusha on themselves, the Kohanim. That's what it is. Even though such a what's a v'kedashto, what's kedushim yul l'elohim, they have to do it to be mekadesh themselves, even the things that are okay, they are allowed, they have to watch themselves not to do it. Kedesh asmecha b'mutar lecha. That's what that's basically what the Ramban is telling us. And all these abirot, if it was not abirot, it's not the proper thing the person should do, but if it was simple person is doing it, okay, it's not causing harm for other people. It's only he himself is going to be Nabal Bershut Torah. But no one else is going to learn from him. Why? Because he's a regular person. However, if that person who's doing such a thing is not Mekadesh Hasmecha B'mutar Lo, if that person, he was a manhig or a shofet or dayan or someone who's hashum, then that person, people are going to learn from him. That's basically what Farshim explained. The Mishnah Perkei Avot tells us, he said, "Shigat Talmud Ola Zadon." What Shigat Talmud Ola Zadon? "Behaged Le'ami Fish'am Ulbet Yaakov Hatotam." The Gemara said, "Talmidei Chachamim, the Shigagot that Talmid Chacham does, they punish him in the Shamayim as if he did it b'mezid. And the Zidonot that Amei Arasot did do, Abirot they did it b'mezid, they punish them as if they did it by mistake. Chavra, it's not fair." But because this guy is Talmid Chacham, you have to give him discount here, but he putting more on him. Chavra, what's going on over here? Ela, Farshim explained, said, no, we're talking about Talmid Chacham, he did Abira B'Shogeg. He did Abira B'Shogeg, by mistake, he did Abira. But who saw him at the time that he did the Abira? Someone else, he saw him that he's doing the Abira, and he said to himself, that someone else, if that Chacham is doing it, that means it's Mutar. So that someone else, he goes and he does that Abira b'mezid. Why? Because he thought it's mutar. I saw the Hakam is doing it. So probably it's mutar. So when Hashemayim, they're going to punish the Hakam, they're not going to punish the Hakam as if he did it b'mezid. He did it b'shogeg. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik v'yasharu. It's not going to be the me'avet mishpat chas v'shalom. That's what it is. It's going to punish him according to what he did. But in Hashemayim, they're going to look at the Shigaga of the Talmid Chacham and the Zadon of Am Haaretz, they're both the same. Because really, the Zadon of Am Haaretz, it's basically Shogeg, because he thought it's Mutar because he saw the Talmid Chacham. So the shogef talmid chacham mezid lefam ha'aretz the har ikun. That's what Mefarshim tell us. But why is it like this? Because talmid chacham, people they look after him. Pasuk said ve'habitu acharei Moshe. Everyone staring at the talmid chacham, whatever he's doing. Ale ben ahad sheba einayim. So everyone's looking at the talmid chacham. All the eyes are watching him. What is he doing? Therefore, he has to be extra careful. The pasuk said, "Kidoshim yulelulem." They have to be mekadesh asmecha b'mutar licha. That's the anyan that here the Hakim tell us. And like we all know that there are many abirot that really are not abirot. Like the Gemara explains in Masechet Yoma, the Fivav, the Gemara tells us over there. Really, there are sometimes a person could do abirot that are not considered abirot, but for that person, it is considered abirah. How the Gemara, for example, tells us over there, said the hechida mihallul Hashem. What's hallul Hashem? So that's the worst abirah. There's no kapara for such abirah until the day the person passes away. What's the example of hallul Hashem? The Gemara gives example. I'm a rab, like a person like me. If I'm gonna go to the butcher, I'm gonna buy meat without paying him on the spot. I'm gonna tell him I'll pay you tomorrow. People are going to look at me, what they're going to think? So you think he's going to come tomorrow to pay him? He's never going to pay him. How come the butcher is giving him money? Because he's giving him a stamp that it's kosher. So people are going to speak about Rab. That's Rish'ut to speak. So how could they say such a thing? But people, Ba'avonot HaRabim, there are people that they do speak. So it's halul Hashem for Rab to do such a'abira. Like Gemara breaks down also, like Rabbi Yohanan, he said, if I'm going to walk for a month without tefillin, without learning Torah, people are going to learn from me also. It's going to be halul Hashem. So you see that the Rambam also writes B'Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah that sometimes the person, he does an action, even though if it's a simple person did that action, it's not considered Abira, but depending on the level that you are in, people are looking at you. For you, it's considered Abira. It's considered sometimes considered halul Hashem. That's all the person he has to watch out what is he doing. It's all depending on the person. Sometimes he does something, as I said, and who knows? People look at him, and something bad is gonna come out of it. We have a Gemara. We told it to you once. The Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia. It tells us a story over there. Baba Metzia Daf Pe Gimel Amud Alef. The Gemara says here, Rabba Barbar Hanna, one of the Hakim of the Gemara, Tabrule Hanhu Shikulae Habita de Hamra. He hired few people to carry few barrels of wine from him for him from one place to the other place. On the way, they broke one of the barrels of the wine, Bifshia. It was their mistake, and they broke the barrel of wine. So what did Rabbah Hanna do? Shakal l'gnimayhu. He took his clothing. He didn't want to pay them back. Why? It caused me damage. Pay me for the barrel of wine. I'll give you back your clothing. So they took him to Beddin. Take a look at the opposite. They took him to Beddin. Atu amru li Rab. They came to Rab. And they told him, listen, he took our clothing. Amar leh hab lehu gnimayhu. So when Rabbah Barbar Hanna came in front of Rab to Beddin, he told Rabbah Barbar Hanna, give them back their clothing. Amar le dinah achi, is that halakha? What are you asking me? They broke the barrel of wine for me. Is that halakha? I should give it back to them? Amar le in, lema'an telech bederech tovim. Said, yes, you have to go the good people's path. You have to go bederech tovim. That's what you have to do. So he saw that the Rab, that the Psak Din and Rab, he has no choice. He gave them back their clothing. Amru le, aniye anan, v'tarchina kule yoma, v'chafinan, v'let lan mide. So they told, they continued, and they were asking Rab, they told him, listen, we worked for Rabba Barbar Hanna the whole day. We're carrying the barrels of wine. And we need the money. We have to feed our children. So he didn't pay us also. So Amar le, Zil habagrayu, go pay them their salary. So pay them salary. He thought to himself, I don't know. Said, am I in the right place? Am I in Beddin? Am I in Snuba Amora? Where am I? What's going on over here? Amar Dina Khid Zata Alakha? Amar Leye. Beorhot Sadikim Tishmur. That's what the Pasuk said. Lemaan Telech Bederech Tobim, Beorhot Sadikim Tishmur. So he told them, that's what I have to do. או למפרשים דרך זה, דרבונו של העולם, אז גם הגענו. אז זאת ההלכה. Even the pasuk that he brought him, he told him, "Lema telech bederech tobim." That's if you want to be the good, if you want to be a good boy, so give them back their clothing. But it's not the halacha. Elan, the person said, "No, for you, Rabbi Bar Hana, for you, that's the halacha." Why? Because people they look up to such talmidei hakamim. People look up to you. If they see you doing something like this and you're not, you took off their clothing, people are going to say, oh, if did something to me, I could steal them also. People are going to learn from you. So you have to do it. There's also Ben Ish Hai. Habal, we don't have time to read the Ben Ish Hai. This is a beautiful here piece. He explained this whole Gemara here at Ben Ish Hai, Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara. But if a person has time, you can look her up over there in Baba Masiha Pe Gimal. But that's the idea. That the idea that we learn from here, that the person is Talmid Hakam, he has to watch himself more than anyone else. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, Dodo V'Dorshav, Dodo V'Hakamav, Dodo V'Homsav, Dodo V'Gezlanav. What this means is sometimes the manhig, the hakam, the rab of that generation, he does something which is really, it's not abira, but people, they look at it, oh, he did something like this. So it's okay to steal. If the hakam did like this, so it's okay for me to steal. Said, look here, he told him, dinah haqid, that's the halakha? He told him, yeah, for you, that's the halakha. Even though if it was normal person and he did it, there's no abira over here. But he said, for that type of things that the people, the Hakim, they do, Amei Arsot, they look after this, and they're staring at them. If he did something like this, for me, it's okay to do even worse. So from this, they're going to come to do something else. That's here what the Torah is telling us over here. Emor ele kohani b'nei Aharon b'amarta alehim. He said two times here, Emor. He said, here that we have Yisra Rara, we need two times to warn us. Ezra, number one, you have to warn the Kohanim that the Torah is saying on them, Kedoshim yiyu l'Elohim, v'kedashto ket lechem Elohecha u'makrib, Kadoshi elach. All these things, they have to be mekadesh asman b'mutar lahim. That's number one. Emor el Kohanim that they have to watch out not to do any of actual abirot the Torah speak about. Number two, v'amarta lahim, not only abirot, never mind the abirot, that for sure you have to keep. Ela, even abirot that are not considered abirot, but they are called abirot only because of your level are considered abirot. Also those, ve'amarta alehim, l'nefesh u'litamah ba'amah, you tell them also to be mekadesh asman b'mutar lahim. And that's the reason why the Torah doesn't write the name of Aharon HaKohen over here, emor ele kohanim b'nei Aharon. Why? Because we said, emor ve'amarta le'azir gedolim ala ketanim. What le'azir gedolim ala ketanim? Le'azir gedolim, what does mean gedolim? Gedolim be'Israel. You, the Gedolim of Israel, the Hakamim, the Manhigim, you have to watch out what you're doing because people are looking at you, staring at you. You, the Gedolim, said you have to watch out. The Azir Gedolim HaKatanim, that you have to watch, you have to be extra careful. Hachidina, yes, for you, this is the halakha. Don't let other people learn from you to do something worse. Therefore, you have to watch yourself. You have to do extra, more than what you hayab. Kadesh asmecha b'mutar lecha. That's the mitzvah over here. The azir gedolim ala ketanim. Gedolim b'torah, gedolim b'chokhmah, gedolim b'nebuah. They have to watch their actions much more than the ketanim, because the ketanim, they're learning from them. And you have to teach the ketanim. How are you going to teach the ketanim if you yourself following only according to the halakha, you're not mahmir, you're not doing extra from what you have to. Ella, emor, you have to keep whatever you have to. Ve'amarta alehim, you have to keep extra from whatever you have to. And if that's the case, there's no need to mention Aharon's name over here, because Aharon, for sure, is mahmir on himself. For sure, he's olech bederech tobim. For sure, Aharon HaKohen is mekadesh asmeo b'mutar lo. Ella, the Torah is to come and teach us for generations to come, emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. For Aharon himself, he do not need to warn him. For sure, he's mekadesh asmo b'mutardo. Aharon kedosh Hashem. Pasuk calls him kedosh Hashem. He says, for sure, he's mekadesh asmo. For sure, he's olech b'derech tovim. Erchot tzadikim, he's shomer, he's doing everything. But the whole mitzvah over here, le'azir gedolim b'Israel ala ketanim, that applies to the next generation, following generation. Let's see what the Torah is telling us over here. That's the anyan, that's the lesson that we have to learn from the parasha. But the more the person has a higher level, the more he has to watch his actions, because people, they learn from him. That's what, and the Yisra'a doesn't leave him. The Gemara said, Kol gadol mechabiro, Yisro gadol menu. So that's what it is. But the person always has to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should help him, that he should always follow the ways that he's supposed to. L'man terech b'derech tovim, Hashem should help all of us b'ezer Hashem, that we should all be holech b'derech tovim b'ezer Hashem, v'enzkeh l'brachot k'tubot b'torah, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananam Nachshon Omer, V'sa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zukot Yisrael L'fichach,